Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Yo, yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I sing to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this dandy bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make some shoe, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I sing to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. When you lift the bottle, I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat.
Yeah. A lot of older niggas saying they dope for some shit. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. So stupid. Spit the Hurricane Katrina flow, not trying to get the FEMA dog. Exposing haters for places I go and bust my semen. Whoa, whoa, whoa. 5-6 to see my lyrics, they proceed to grow. In this county, guarantee one of the most lyrical. So it's Mr. 10901. Mr. Kid, y'all flow said, sounds so dumb. Little dick spitters, my flow sounds so hung. Finally at the mound, about to pound a home run. It's my time, won't waste the opportunity. So focused, no time for the foolery. I shine on beats like brick squad jewelry. Just think of East versus some lame spitters eulogy. Funeral status, pissing on your grave, throw your coffin in acid. No JKs, man. Homeboy, I ain't playing. Similar to Goku, feeling super Saiyan. I laugh at you, motherfucking Majin Boo. Who gon' think that you can eat us? Perfect transformation like motherfucking Frieza. And when I be defeated, the day I stop believing is the day there's no Jesus. And Jesus bless me with this talent. And my flow raises sharp like eagle talent. Like eagle talent.
Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard.
I got work, my shades on, work, and my hair long, work, and my shoes clean. I don't wear thongs, and my 16 got put on. Work, I ride with jeans, work, and my thing strong. Don't get me wrong, stack a lot of paper like Kinko's. Coming on the bezel, my wrist froze, and my shit blow. I got shit on, and my shit known. You're saying, boys go harder than the damn pain. I do it big, and your man's tame. I'm everything that your bitch ain't wearing. We're going ham again. See me in the spot with the cameraman. Five killer nigga, call the ambulance. Call dogs, man, I'm a veteran, and I'm peddling. Keep sweating it. How to stop things, had them betting it. This rap shit, I'm the best of it. Tell my haters that they move to the left with it. Why the left, can't hold you up. Hop on any track, I'm going up. I turned it up, I turned it down. When the hands is up, I hold it down. I hold my ground, hold the crown. You had it then, well, I got it now. I'm there with you, not around. You ain't know about the game, better ask around.
The cleaner the feel, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is.
Yeah, what's going on, people? It is All Bars Radio with your man, Brooklyn Black, and Miss Nikki Bars in the building. What's going on, Nikki?
Hey.
You know, we're here chilling.
I'm chilling. That's what's up. I'm so glad that whoever's tuned in right now, you're definitely rocking out with me, Nikki Barb, a.k.a. A House and Her Game. And yes, you are tuned in to All Barb's Radio. Salute to the All Barbs, the Barbs, Angel Love Sweets, the All Barbs promoters. Shout out to y'all. What's going on, Black?
Oh, man, you know, it's good to be in the building. You know how we do. You know, it's always a good thing, having fun, chilling.
I guess Black doesn't, like, answer me, but like I always like to start off the show by saying hello to everyone that's tuning in and listening. Shout out to At Rain Poetry. Shout out to At Glamour Chick 81. Salute to everybody, and we definitely do have a wonderful show. Today my day has kind of been a little hectic, rushing a lot, and day off, but really technically not a day off because I had so many different things to do and so many different people to check, and it was just crazy. But I hope everyone's day went really, 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 really well. I hope it did. One more day till Friday. Cheers to the fucking weekend. And yes, it's about to be Halloween. I wonder what everybody's doing on Halloween, because I know I've been invited to a lot of, you know, events, parties. I know I've been invited to a couple of haunted houses, adult haunted houses. So I've never experienced an adult haunted house. I'm kind of curious as to what that is. But I don't know. Hit me up. Let me know what you're doing. I guess whenever Black gets back.
I'm here.
So let me know.
I'm here.
I do not control what the switchboard Black does. And whenever he is back, I definitely need to ask.
I'm here.
And so, Black, whenever you are available, get back your mic and let me know.
I'm here.
But I want to talk about some of the things that people have brought to my attention as far as when it comes down to relationships. And then I'm going to switch it back over to debate. I'm not going to get into relationships too much, but I have a close friend, and she's kind of confused right now. The nigga that she's with, he doesn't really fit the description of a boyfriend. But yet, those are the titles that are given to one another. And,
oh, Lord.
It kind of sucks because she does love this individual, but yet she's not pulling his weight, and she's getting tired of it. She wanted to know, you know, what should she do, or if there was any advice that I could give her or any of my listeners could give her. And I'm about to answer your question, Mama, so I hope you're listening. I just want to tell you it is so not worth it. If you're doing everything and more, and on top of that, trying to get his attention to play his position, because like you said again, those are the titles that were given. You are my woman, I am your man, and that's what you go by off of. You know, when niggas ask you in the street, hey, what's going on? You know, you politely say, no, I'm good. I got a man, and you walk off. And he's not pulling his weight as you are. I believe that you should not continue to go through. That's not fantasy, that's not a relationship. And I think we should just move on. I'm pretty sure my listeners would agree that you should definitely move on.
Definitely.
And for Halloween this year, like I said again, I've been invited to a couple of events, and I don't know what I should be. And it's time is ticking, and I'm always a late-minute shopper, I'm kind of a late-minute person. I have to definitely grow out of that. But I definitely don't know what to be. And I've asked a couple of my girlfriends and a couple of my Twitter followers what they were going to be for Halloween if they were participating in that, in the little holiday. And a lot of females have really surprised me with their answers. And it just shows as time goes on that everybody's getting so lazy when it comes down to being creative or actually getting in the spirit for certain holidays. And a lot of females said that they were going to be hoes or whores for Halloween.
Who the hell does that?
They were going to be broke, hoes, whores.
Wait. Who the hell does that?
We all know what that means, that they're not going to really do, they're not going to go out and buy a new wig, or they're not going to go out and get a new weave. They're just going to actually come how they are. Maybe a little scandalous, a little bit of makeup, but those are the broke whores. And I know some of them that says they're going to be, like, really, like, gold diggerish whores. Like, they're going to come really glamorous and all jazzed up as if they were in Las Vegas or something. And that's who they're going to be. And I feel like that's so lazy. I, myself, I don't want to be a hoe or a whore for Halloween. I wouldn't want to do that.
Wait.
Figure out what costume. So I've been dressed up for a long time, ever since I was a young kid. So, I don't know.
Boo!
And help me decide, because I only have a couple of days left before Halloween definitely does roll around the corner, and before these events and the party that I did decide that I was going to go to come around. and I don't have shit. But definitely hit me up and let me know. You're definitely rocking out on All Bob's Radio with me and Nikki Barbs, aka How's Your Head Game. We'll definitely be right back, trying to figure out what the hell is going on with Black Mike. So definitely stay tuned if you're rocking with us, and I'll be right back.
Yay! Everybody showing me girl love. For me personally, I just need a little turtle boot. But we call it baby boot. Yeah, 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 yeah. She got a baby booty. Ooh, she looking juicy. Long hair, little waist, your body extra juicy. With that baby booty, me and you should shoot a movie. She got a suited booty, but we call it baby booty. Twerk that baby booty. Twerk that baby booty. She got a suited booty, but we call it baby booty. Twerk that baby booty.
Yeah, definitely tune back in to All Bob Radio. Black, you here now?
I'm here.
Oh my gosh. Technical difficulties on my end. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry, everyone. I really could not hear Black at all for shit. So So that's definitely crazy. But I'm glad we're back and we were going on. I don't really want to get to this caller. So, Black, when I'm here, can you please bring the caller on for me?
Sure. Last four digits, 5066. What's good? You're live on All Balls Radio with Nikki Balls and me, Brooklyn Black. Who this? 5066, you're live on air. All right, well, keep rocking with us. We ready to come back here one again, all right? Thank you, cool. The floor, sweetie.
Well, alrighty then. So, oh, I was talking about Halloween. Like, I know you heard all of that shit. So, would you, I know you having an event. Like, I don't know if you want to share that with the rest of the world.
Well, you know, I got events tomorrow and Saturday night. So, of course, by default, you know, not even by default, but Abbott is definitely going to be pulling in overtime to rock out. So, pregame radio this week.
Pregame radio. Wow.
Will be hosted by Ab while I do the thing tomorrow night at the Space Palace, 846 Merrill Avenue in Brooklyn, and the second spot, the Cellar, 111 Rogers Avenue in Brooklyn. Both good, good events.
Why does the Palace sound, I'm sorry, Joel, why does the Palace sound like so, like, I remember that name, like, it just sounds so familiar. Is
what,
that, like, an actual club? Like, the Palace, like, it's a club, right?
Oh, the Space Palace is actually, it's more of a venue where they hold a, you know, Little Rock concerts, festivals, stuff like that, and they have a bar.
Okay.
And, and the events, they'll be popping. I've been trying to get you to come out there for the longest, and they be popping.
I know, but you know what's so funny? Like, I definitely do want to party, but I have to work. I have to get that motherfucking money.
Get your
fucking paper up. But you know what's so funny, though? Like, I'm definitely working on Sunday as well, but I'm still, and I get up late, but I'm still, you know what I'm saying, trying to have fun because I'm off on Monday.
Oh, so you coming to see me Monday? That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, you never know. I might just, you know, roam into that barrel, Brooklyn, stand up.
You heard it, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. So it's definitely cool. But, Black, do you have any shout-outs that you
want to
give?
Most definitely. I want to give a shout-out to actually the band Della Tashbrook. I want to give a shout-out to the pregame admins. Shout-out to OTM Hopper. He's actually back in the States doing the damn thing. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Roxy Blue. You know, me and her, we spoke today. So shout-out to Roxy. And everyone who rocks with the All Bars movement, you know, that's just what it is, simple and plain.
Definitely. But if you could for me, like, I want to hear one of the All Bars radio drops. So if you could, just pick one random one because I want to hear one. I haven't heard one in a long time, if you don't mind.
Sure. I think I can do that for you. That's not a hard task. I got your back. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. You already know. All Bars Radio, we'll be back.
Drop, make people drop it for the East Coast. It's drop, make people drop it for the West Coast. It's drop, make people drop it for the Dirty South. It's drop, make people drop it for the Midwest. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the man, she talking to an all-star. She had dreams of getting money, new foreign cars. I'm on the same page, baby, we gon' be living large. I be the general, the guarantee me on deck. You was you blowing up, you looking like a bomb threat. The slap is a five like Kevin Garnett. And Nikki Barnes is my homegirl. You want that? I know an angel too, she bossed up. So what you saying? If you ain't playing all bars, then what the hell you playing? If it ain't money you make, then what the hell you making? Nikki's shitting on ya, that's why the bathroom's vacant. You better come correct, the ladies came to do they thing. You talking reckless, end up with your arm up in the sling. All bars is a movement, thought it was a gang. The ladies walk in the room and watch your mouth hang. I love the elegant woman, I got a mob of them. A bunch of women that back me up, who's stopping this? Brooklyn Black, he be chillin', homie, it's all love. I said it's all bars, I said it's all buzz. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the man, you talking to an all-star. She had dreams of getting money, new foreign cars. I'm on the same page, baby, we gon' be living large. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it on bars. I told her I'm the lady talking to an all-star. She had dreams of getting money, new foreign cars. I'm on the same page, baby, we gon' be living large. Drop, make people drop it for the East Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the West Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the dirty South is drop. Make people drop it for the Midwest. Yo, Nikki, your angel, what up, yo? Yo, Brooklyn Black, what up, yo? Yo. It's what we do. I'm on my old ball. I'm on my old ball. Shout out to the rest of the promoters, the rest of the fine ladies down with the squad. Salute!
Let me show her on my video with me, your host, I House Your Head Game, aka in the bars. You already know Black Lumi.
I'm with you.
All right. So I definitely wanted to, I don't know if you heard what happened, but this nigga Bobby Brown, I don't know.
Yo, look. That dude, he just shouldn't be allowed to operate a motor vehicle, like, because that nigga, he can't stay sober and he can't drive at
the
same time.
He can't. But you want to know something? Any time, like, because we all know fucking Bobby Brown is known for getting fucked up and, you know what I'm saying? And it is what it is, but I just hope from here on out, like, none of his charges, though, like, he tries to use the excuse for Whitney. I just hope that he doesn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope he doesn't, because he just got arrested in Los Angeles, I believe on, like, Topanga Avenue or Studio or whatever, correct me if I'm wrong, but, yeah, for driving while intoxicated. So he was fucked up on a Wednesday night, you know what I mean? And he got spotted by the police, you know what I'm saying? And they kind of wanted to pull him over because of his movements with the vehicle. So I'm guessing he was swerving, X, Y, and Z. But Bobby fucking Brown, I know you have this thing where you feel like it's your prerogative, but now while we have motherfucking laws and you living in the United States and shit like that will definitely get you arrested, ticketed, and definitely in the public eye. You know what I mean? So I just, what? What do you think is going on with Bobby right now? Because, you know, we all know that he just experienced the whole death of his ex-wife, Whitney Houston, all-time legend, icon. What the fuck do you think is going on with him? Or you just think that he's just being Bobby?
Yeah, he's being Bobby. Like, Bobby was doing that shit before they hooked up, after they hooked up. You know what I'm saying? That's just how Bobby get down. You know what I'm saying? Yo, he been clean for a little bit, but yo, Bobby likes to party, you know what I'm saying? That's, and you know, a lot of people tend to forget.
Yeah, Bobby knows that. Bobby knows better. Because public, anywhere he goes, you know what I'm saying? Like cameras, paparazzi. So you got to kind of have that, you got to take that into consideration before you even get glammed up and walk out your house and think that you're going to cause mischief for the night as a celebrity. You know what I mean? Like, you got to really think about that before you step out. Like, look. I don't know who the fuck is hiding outside my gated community bushes or in a dumpster, but somebody knows I live within this area. You know what I'm saying? And they're trying to get paid and they're trying to get some type of pictures and trying to catch me slipping and catch me digging in my ass. They're trying to do that. You know, these little things are getting paid for, and it happens every single day. So Bobby knows that he can't really be Bobby when he's outside and technically. You know what I'm saying? She was outside. So Bobby being Bobby is really Bobby being fucking stupid because, you know what I mean? Like, and he's always getting in trouble for shit like this. If it's not drugs, it's, you know what I mean? So I just hope that he's not, like I said again, like he's not using the excuse of the passing of Whitney Houston, his ex-wife, as an excuse.
I'm definitely with you on that. But like I said,
you know, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
A lot of people, they tend to forget, yo, Bobby's a dude from the projects, the hoods of Massachusetts, yo. Getting fucked up on the day. That's what they do. That's what they do. That's how Bobby get down. And in the 20-plus years that Bobby's been in the industry and he hasn't changed, he's not going to. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, they shouldn't even be reporting this shit like, okay, Bobby got arrested for DUI again. Like, so?
No. Because you know what it is? It has to be fair. Because if every time fucking Lindsay Lohan gets caught, you know what I'm saying, fucking wiping her nose with her pen, it's she's getting, you know what I'm saying? So it has to be fair because Lindsay Lohan is always, you know what I'm saying? So it has to be fair. But my whole thing is, you know what it is? Like, you know, I just come on now. I just be more conscientious of what you're doing. Like, you know, you may have had a fucked day. Bobby Christina is probably, you know, and last time I heard Bobby Christina, she was dating the stepbrother, or, you know what I'm saying, the guy that, you know, he's older. She's like 18, 19, and I believe he's like 21. And it's one of the somebody they adopted or took in as their own, and they were, you know, for a long time, like, that was known as her brother. She's calling him brother. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, you know, after when he used to pass, I mean, not to say after she passes, but this is when, I guess, like, the publicity, the tabloids started noticing the two of them now, because I guess he was trying to be there for her in the grieving stages, but he was, you know, on her a little bit close, and, you know, and just little different things, you know. Bobby could say, you know, who knows, she's not acting out right now, she's, you know, not pregnant or something. But at the end of the day, he needs to just realize, like, look, like, me, I fight T.R. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure after this last time of him being incarcerated and then being publicized and it being such a big issue and everything like that, I'm pretty sure he's watching his steps, especially now that he's out and he's trying to, you know, get back into the whole family thing and still make his money at the same time. I'm pretty sure nowadays he's just more conscientious, you know, of what she's doing. I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure y'all like, him and Tiny didn't have caught another charge, minor charge, you know, recently, but I don't know. But I just have to compare some of the people that have been in the public eye that's been always, you know, in the public eye negative. And it had to do with drugs and alcohol. So I just, Bobby, I don't know. And then they were talking about Britney Spears, and now her manager is trying to come out and say that, you know, her parents were basically, you know, setting the payment for her to do certain things. As far as her being out of control, they were making money, so they didn't really care what Britney did, and they were basically kind of condoning and doing the okey-doke for her to do this and do that, and you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's trying to really make her sue her parents and sue her and try to say that the reason why she shaved her head completely bald was because of trying to be, you know, drug allegations as far as they're taking her kids away. Do you believe that she, the reason why she shaved her head completely bald was to get out of them taking her kids away from her due to them, you know, probably testing her hair follicles for drugs?
No.
You know?
No.
So you really think that Britney just snapped?
Yeah, Britney was on full record. You know, yeah. at the time, you know, she was going through a lot, and this and the dude, Federline, you know what I'm saying, he was putting her through XYZ, and then she was going through shit with her current dude, and her parents were talking about she's not fit, and everybody was trying, you know, and...
So you shaved your fucking head because, I mean, I'm going through a lot of shit as well.
Just glad she shaved her head and she didn't decide to go and run somebody over her car. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she inflicted any damage, you know, it was minor. She did it to herself. You know what I mean?
Okay, but can you explain her talking British, though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just...
Hey, she likes to get into character. You know, I can't explain it. That's just how... That's how she gets down. That's how she vets. You know, there's nothing more you can say about it. You know, but now, you know, she's doing good. She's on the X Factor, and
right.
You know,
so that's kind of.
You know,
That's what they're trying to, you know what I'm saying? Of course, hurt people that are in. That's what they're trying to put out to the rest of the world. Like, you know what? That was in what year? You know what I'm saying? She went through that, but then she changed the way. She made another album. You know what I'm saying? It did really well. And, you know what I'm saying? Now she's on the X Factor. You know what I'm saying? She's trying to do this, and she's trying to do that, and she's trying to, you know, she's a full-time mom. You know what I mean? But we, and that's fine, because everybody, you and I, you know what I'm saying? We go through certain things, and if it doesn't kill us, it makes us stronger. And we, you know, if you have it in you, you do change as an individual. You know what I'm saying? And you know, for the better, and you progress and you grow. And people from the outside looking in, they see that, and they can acknowledge you. Hopefully, they do acknowledge you. But even if they don't, you already know. God knows. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Just like, I still can't forget that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? So she just got to always understand that people will never forget the time when Britney Spears fucking went insane and shaved off her head and just started talking all different types of languages. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure you. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know?
Yeah, I got you. I'm with you.
I want to go before I start going into some topics really quickly. What should I be? Because, like I told you, I have an event that I'm going to, and I really want to know, like, because I know you heard me say that a lot of females that I know, they're going to be whores for Halloween, and I think that that's so lazy.
Look, and most of them girls, they're whores all year round. It's just that on Halloween, they can do it and not be judged. I don't give a fuck. Y'all think y'all slick. Y'all hoes, the other 364 days, it's just on Halloween. You can be yourself and won't nobody judge you. Y'all bitches ain't slick.
You think so? I know one of my friends. She's not a hoe. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like she's being really lazy as far as her taking the time to actually either go purchase a costume and then her have to think of who she wants to become. You know what I'm saying? So I guess I want to call it lazy. And so like I said again, it's like fucking, like, majority of the females that I've asked, I'm like, damn. And this is not even like, you know, it's just random females. And it's just like, yeah, I'm going to be a fucking whore. Sometimes, like, I'm going to be a bro hoe for Halloween. So I said again, like, I wanted to know, you know, actually, it got beat for one of the random females that I asked. And I was like, you know, I was like, okay, so why not, you know, they even started describing stripper and, like, and hoe, and how they feel like a stripper takes more pride in her outfits than a hoe do. Do you agree with that? That a stripper takes more pride in her outfits than a hoe?
I don't know. I haven't seen a stripper in a while. But, you know, but hoes, you know, they do what they do.
But do you think...
I find it to be just insanely crazy.
To be a hoe for Halloween, right?
Yeah, it's being really lazy.
So I just only imagine as a hoe for Halloween, you're gonna get fucked. You're gonna suck mad dick. Like you're gonna be the trick, and you're gonna give him the treat. There's no candy at your door. When he knocks on your door, you're gonna get on your knees.
Hey. It is what it is. Oh, you want here's something that came across my desk. A woman auctions off her virginity for $780,000.
Yes! I definitely did get that memo as well. And I actually seen Shorty, and it's just like, you know what? Because there was a lot of views on it. It was a lot of views come down to prostitution, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, at first, I was like, damn, but like, the nigga paying 782 whatever thousand, but like, at least he know, like, she's pure. But fuck that shit. That is advertising sex. You're auctioning up your virginity. You don't think so? She's auctioning up her virginity to get fucked, and then she got paid for it. She saved herself. The price is right. She fucked it. She got paid for it. Not to say that she's going to have a long time. I've been with this guy. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, and she's been on the market for a while, so I heard.
Yeah, like, yo, she, you know, she's had it. It was auctioned off like it, and it jumped like today, it was at 120 something thousand. It jumped just today on the final day to 780 grand to some Japanese dude named Natsu.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So he has to be like some Japanese rich multimillionaire to just even like some Donald Trump nigga in Hong Kong or wherever the fuck he's from. You know what I'm saying? And just like, I mean, would you pay that much money for a virgin? Because I know, like, I mean, because me, to be honest with you, I mean, hey, I guess the whole point about it is her being a virgin and not having gears of first. That enters into her, so you kind of feel like I'm the man type shit, or you know what I'm saying, like I'm the first one to touch this shit, like from here on out, like I already, you know what I mean, like pave my way. I don't know, but I mean, I would rather pay like a buck something for somebody with experience that knows what the fuck they're doing to get me off.
Yeah.
What you think?
I have no words on it. Say the truth, like I really have no, you know. I say she's smart as hell for that shit.
She's smart, but I mean, because now, I mean, I guess in the long run, you were thinking about it being smart, like oh, I'm saving myself, and you know what I'm saying. And if any guy feels like I'm worth it, he would whatever her thoughts was up until now. You know what I'm saying. But my whole thing is just, like, that's just, like, something else I came across my desk. As far as another young woman, she's 18 or I believe 19 now, but she was, like, 14 at the time, and she was at Mexico. She was there on spring break, whatever. She was out there, and this was in the time when Girls Going Wild was popping, and I haven't even, yeah, I wonder what happened to them. But when Girls Going Wild was popping, she claims that, you know, two guys with a camera, they're walking around, and they get her to flash, and she flashed them, and all of a sudden, without her permission, that flash picture was the picture that they chose to put on the cover of one of the volumes of Girls Gone Wild. And it sold a lot of copies, and to her, it was basically, she considered it defamation of character because a lot of people were informed. She claimed teachers, students, friends, family members, I guess that, you know, tap into the porn well every now and then, let their hair down, fuck up their dicks, hang out, and they saw it. And they made fun of her, they called her all types of shit, and she has to live with that up until the age that she is now. And she's now trying to sue the Girls Gone Wild company for that, for basically advertising her without her consent. So how far do you think that's going to go? And being that it's like she was 14 at the time, and now it's like years later.
Well, it's more like, because when they get the girls to do it, you know what I'm saying, they get the girls to sign a waiver, you know, because once they catch you on something.
She said there was not even that. There wasn't even any guys with any shirt signs that said,
she
girls
just got
wild.
Got. Point blank, simple and plain. She just got.
I mean, she figured it was just like some boys that were just being fresh, and she was fresh, flashed. You know what I'm saying? She didn't know that. I'm pretty sure, like, she quoted, you know, if I would have known it was Girls Gone Wild, I probably wouldn't have did it, because I knew, you know, around that age, like, I really knew what that was about, and I wouldn't have probably been so big to flash, because I already knew that they were going to probably advertise it, publicize it, because she knows what that is, that company is about and what they do. But she was just on the simple fact that it was just like some couple of teenage guys, they had, like, you know, cameras, whatever, they were just going around. She figured they were just taping their day, that moment, that Saturday of fucking fun and festivities, because everybody was on the beach, and, you know, and they're walking by, and they're like, oh, flash, and she flashed, you know, pretty sure she was intoxicated or whatever, but, you know, but it went on, like, millions of copies of Girl Gone Wild. It's like the front cover, and, like, they were showing the picture, and of course they had to blurt it out, and it's just her, like, flash and titties and everything, and it's the front cover of that DVD case, millions of copies made.
Well, the best thing she probably did was that if she actually didn't sign a waiver, then fine, she didn't sign a waiver, then she can do enough for that. But, you know, at the time, but more than likely, especially by that time, they got lawyers and loopholes and all that, so
they're trying to work really hard to get her some type of justice. They don't know how far it's going to go. You know, you have people that feel like, yo, like, regardless of anything, if she, even if they have signs of girls going wild or not, you know what I'm saying? If there's somebody that you don't know coming out with a camera, why would your first reaction be to flash your breast? You don't, and then you don't know that person, so you don't know what they're going to do with that footage when you ultimately walk away. So how could you even think that that was even going to be safe, whether it was going to be the front cover of Girls Gone Wild, cover of the DVD, that volume, or whether it was going to be your face, your upper body posted on something else and it advertised like that?
I'm with you on that one.
You know what I'm saying? Because anybody come around like, oh, can I just get a, like, why would you just randomly want to take a picture of me? I don't know you, so why would you want to take a picture of me? If it's not because you're a fucking creep and you want to stare at all day and probably jerk off to my fucking JPEG, you know what I'm saying? Or you might want to, you're a creep and you might want to fucking, you have ideas like, oh, she looks a certain way. Let me get her picture so I can fucking do this. I have this project in mind, this nasty, disgusting project. I'm going to use this person's picture and, you know what I'm saying? Just whatever, however these type of creeps think when they are doing illegal shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, if it's not for, if you did not sign up, if you did not sign a waiver, if you did not sign a consent, I don't feel like you should be even saying hi to a fucking camera. You know what I'm saying? Even photographers in clubs have more respect. At least when they want to take a picture of you to put on their website, at least they come up with you with a fucking card.
True.
Here you go. 7 days, 7 nights. Let me get your picture. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So, I mean, if nobody did that to you and nobody asked you, hey, I was thinking, you know, you look a certain way and I was wondering if, because at the end of the day, I believe Girls Gone Wild, supposedly every female that was on that tape was supposed to be 18 years and older. Because remember, once it was on TV, you had to be 18 years old to fucking call and order that, and order it. And he trusts that. 18 years older. So, I'm pretty sure now that if they dig up all this information, they go back into multiple videos or whatever, they might find, you know, girls that were definitely underage at the time because she was 14. And I don't even, and that's the thing to me too. I mean, of course it was a quick little story, excerpt, whatever you want to call it, but you know how these white people was. You know how certain people do when they just bring anything and make it seem like it's so important and so, like, emergency-like. And I just want to know, at the age of 14, what the fuck were you doing during spring break out in Cancun just on the beach unless you was living
out there? She was out there with her parents, walked away from the hotel, saw a whole big crowd of people, and she saw somebody with a camera, like, hey, flashes for Girls Gone Wild. She's like, okay, woo! And that's exactly how
it happened. But like I said again, she said that they did not say that they were from Girls Gone Wild. She said she imagined it. She was like, it was just like two regular guys, teenage guys.
Okay, she gets the Dumbass of the Week award for just showing her titties to random niggas with a camera in the first fucking place.
What should I say?
So, like, either way you slice it, she's still the dummy.
But my whole thing is, like, she's really trying to fight for justice. Not like she got, like, she paid for lawyers, and they're trying to fight, and they're trying to sue these people for, like I said again, advertisement without consent. And then, on top of that, she's a minor. She can definitely have fun with that. Good luck to you, shorty. I don't even know her fucking name. I don't even remember her name. I came across my desk, I knew the story, and that was it, because I felt like, damn. She's not going to get anywhere with this, but if she does, I'm pretty sure she probably gets something. It's already been televised in X, Y, and Z. Maybe. But good luck to you. Just like every other fucking female that comes on, they have a fucking sob story to tell and trying to have a whole bunch of people stand behind them and fight for what's right. But with that being said, definitely rocking out on All Bobs Radio, 347-857-4302. I'm about to get crazy in a minute. Definitely, but you know, let's play some bills real quick. It's definitely about to be Fridays, and I need the lights on to be in this bitch for the weekend.
Stacey, wait, what am I missing here?
I'm just saying, let's go pay some bills, and when we come back,
oh, you about to be crazy paying the bills. That's what I'm talking about.
Woo-hoo! Let go.
Oh, man, I tell you, I have fun with this lady here, I tell you.
I'm Aza.
Taking flights on paper planes, me, my bitch, and Mary Jane. Dudes see the top down, screaming money ain't a thing. Only broke niggas scream money isn't everything. She said it on my heart, and them feelings, they would never change. Moments on my side, long trips in the whip.
Woo!
Ran out of ammo, she load another clip.
Woo!
Her loving is magnificent, I call her my significant. And mothers are irrelevant, cause shorty my significant. It came in our vision, our destiny totally was written. I often envision that ass in my favorite position. I'm never admitting, I'm thinking about licking the kitten. She's saying, what you doing, fresh? I'm just bullshitting. I swear to God, in my life, she's my greatest decision. Them bitches see me with her and they be getting so smitten. Whenever she's around, she gets my full attention. Sex stop, not tomorrow, it's really sensation. Her beauty is so glaring, she always catch me staring. Her curves are just so daring, there's no need for the comparing. The heels that she wearing got my libido just flaring. And them all hers, she ain't in the sharing. She catch me with a bitch, I know that she will flip.
Woo!
Business site model that'll get hood quick.
Woo!
That's my forever, got my tat on the tip. And the pussy so legit, she my number one bitch. Taking flights on paper planes, me, my bitch, and Mary Jane. Dudes see the top down, screaming money ain't a thing. Only broke niggas scream money isn't everything. She said it on my heart, and them feelings, they would never change. Moments on my side, long trips in the whip.
Woo!
Ran out of ammo, she load another clip.
Woo!
Her loving is magnificent, I call her my significant. And mothers are irrelevant, cause shorty my significant. I love it when you bend over, slow and arch your back. Look back and bite your lip and tell me, daddy, get that. When your eyes are hypnotic, telling me to come and hear the way your body's in the whisper, telling me to enter. Your face is so angelic, your body is a sinner. Call me to the crib, cause you was making the dinner. And sitting on the table was a shock when I entered. You were on my plate with your legs in the ceiling. Wow, I think I got a winner. I swear she make it tune on the coldest day of winter. And shorty gotta walk and make a grown man shiver. She love it when I whisper in the ear and make her quiver. She all about her business, my independent missus.
Woo!
In the physical, yeah, she goes magical figures.
Woo!
She grown long enough for a nigga just to miss her. But I feel like a king every time that I win her. Taking flights on paper planes, me, my bitch, and Mary Jane. Dudes see the top down, screaming money ain't a thing. Only broke niggas scream money isn't everything. She said it on my heart, and them feelings, they would never change. Moments on my side, long trips in the whip.
Woo!
Ran out of ammo, she load another clip.
Woo!
Her loving is magnificent, I call her my significant. And mothers are irrelevant, cause shorty my significant. Maserati drop top, doing about a buck ten. Let her hand flow as we put this roll in the wind. Dirty mind angel, see my shorty is my favorite scent. She rolling up my medicine, me and shorty get it in. Fever her desire, my lady keeps me higher. She never a liar, cause she my pussy supplier. Sex is the job that I will never retire. Dick her since she's tired, and I swear she call me sire. Damn, she a beast. Nasty in the sheets, but she business in the streets. See my Lakers shorty, but she told Miami Heat. While she's strolling in the valley, red bottoms on her feet. She got that long money for her retail fix.
Woo!
She always pay attention, ain't no detail miss.
Woo!
She know a man a sneakerhead, so she never forgets. So she keep me draped out and dripped out in the latest.
Take
can't play no paper planes. Me, my bitch, and Mary Jane. Do see the top down, screaming money ain't a thing. Only broke niggas scream money isn't everything. She said it on my heart, and them feelings they would never change. Always on my side, long trips in the whip. Woo! Ran out of ammo, she loaded another clip. Woo! Her loving is magnificent, I call her my significant. And mothers are irrelevant, make a shorty my significant.
What's going on, y'all? You're definitely tuning in to All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Byers. We got Brooklyn Black in the motherfucking building. Shout out to Angel Love Sweets. Co-host, I'll be rocking out with us on Tuesdays. Owner of all bars. So, Black, when's the last time you beat some pussy up?
Jill, we ain't talking about me right now. you know, but we got some people here in the call queue waiting to get on, say some words to you. Last four digits of your number, 3628. You live on air.
Oh, don't act like you don't know my motherfucking number. No.
Don't act like you don't know my motherfucking number.
What it do, though, Black? You always trying to say somebody ain't talking about you.
Exactly. I asked him when the last time he beat some
pussy
up,
and it's
about me. And I asked
that
negative question.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Why not? Why you just can't answer it just to turn somebody on real quick? You could just lie to us of the day, just make a motherfucker feel good real quick.
Feel real good, like trying to dodge some shit.
I feel
like I'm in the business of lying to a motherfucker heifer.
You know he was over there dancing and shit.
I was over there making a monkey pop. I was like, oh. And then I took a shot real quick. And then I was like, Me too.
I took my shot. I started grinding on that fucking iPad. Like, who gonna beat this pussy up?
She was grinding on an iPad?
Yeah, I'm grinding on the chair, and it feels real good. Like, that little bar in the middle of the chair, you know, was like, you know, it was on the roller chair, so it's like that axle in the middle with that one long bar. And if you sit on it, and you swerve hard enough, you can feel it. So, yeah.
She got it broke down to a science. You know the one.
I look for chairs. It's like that.
I'm going to angle.
Hey, I call them objects of opportunity, triple O's. There's so many objects of opportunity.
Give me a couple
of
more.
Really
give me some more examples, like from my listeners. Cause,
more
you know.
Objects. One of my personal favorites is a knee.
I love
that's
the knee.
That's a fucking object of opportunity. A nose. Y'all know how I get down with the nose, but I use like the fucking the corner of the drawer in my kitchen, or sometimes the corner of my couch. Like when you go up the stairs, you know, you can put your hand on that wooden shit right there.
Wow.
Sometimes you gotta kneel down or get on your tippy toes, but it just.
Damn, because let me tell you, you know what I've experienced, and you know, correct me if it's weird or not, but you know, I had a nigga fucking be so horny and so hard and just, like, fucking hug my leg like a little dog. Is that normal?
No, I like that. I get off on that shit. And then you can bust all over my titties. We don't even have to bust. We can just do that. And I walk away satisfied because I can ride on a knee and bust. So I'm not even mad if a guy can. Do it. I encourage more leg humpers.
Plus all the leg humpers out there. Like, also leg humpers because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a real big tease when I want to be. You know what I'm saying? And it's my pussy. So at the end of the day, I know you want it. And it's just so funny to see how far niggas go. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many legs, fucking, you know what I'm saying? Sitting fucking cross leg because it's just like I want to fuck her so bad. She's just not gonna let me, and I'm so fucking erect right now. And I need to do something to shake this.
Wait, did
off.
She just say she's erect? What the hell?
He's erect right now.
He said he. Don't be trying to steal the move, Black. I was right there.
Don't be trying. I know.
Look, I just had to motherfucking just to make sure.
Clarification, please.
But I want to know because I know I'm expecting somebody, and I believe like the area code like is like 916 or whatever. I don't know if you see them in the hosting queue.
Let's see. 916, last four digits 5066. What's going down live on air again?
Your boy Tone's in the building.
What's going on, Tone? You called into my show. I think I might have to open my digits now. For real.
That's some raindrop love right there.
It is.
You know I concentrate on love.
Tone black, black tone.
So rude, right?
What it is, what it is. Oh, yeah, it's all good over here, man. About all this humping legs and what I'm going to wear for Halloween. Check this out. You can wear me for Halloween. Oh, shit. That's all
so,
you need.
So if I'm going to wear you, like, that means that you're going to be in New York, like, on Halloween, so I can wear you?
I told you I can be there when you take me.
Oh. Yeah, he's talking about making a trip to New York, girl. So all four of us going to end up being in the same state in the very near future. Watch out there now.
That may cause trouble in some societies, but I'm down for it.
It's good. It's good to shake society up a bit because society's always shaking me up a bit. I'm not even going to lie. You know what I'm saying? So if that takes tone and rain and black and
I'm coming to get nasty.
I'm ready to get nasty, so I'm waiting on her to get here, so that way.
I'm about to end up getting one of these motherfuckers partially pregnant.
Hey, you keep up.
Hey.
Somebody gonna go to the hospital. I'm telling you, I hope it's me.
Oh, shit.
Wait.
We're
trying to tell them the handcuffs needed a fucking key.
I said partially pregnant. I said partially pregnant.
Babies in the
partially.
Throat and shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's the partial part, baby sitting in throat. Oh, black.
Yeah, you had fucking wait. I come out there to New York and rock that shit. I come out there and turn New York.
If rain comes in New York, she going to go back walking funny.
I'm not saying I'm going to do it.
I'm just saying.
Put a little dip in my hip because he's watching. What's up?
Ain't no walking after fucking with me. You keep crawling out there.
He sound like Tone now. Don't swear he's going to the hospitals.
But you know what, though? But that's what I'm looking for nowadays. And that was one of my topics. Like, where are the people that know how to put it down? You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure everybody has their definition. Because I'm so tired of niggas just like... You know what I'm saying? Like, they get in the pussy and they start fucking for a couple of minutes. And the next thing you know, they fucking out and they go all soft and they still try to fuck you. Have you ever had that, Rain? Like, a nigga bust and go so soft and then he's still trying to fuck you?
You gotta keep the motion going because you keep going, you get right there, call it, like you know what you're doing.
You know what, Black? That's a myth. That's a fucking myth. How about that? I'm going to tell you what I would rather. If I'm fucking you and the shit is so good, which I would like to hope it will be because, you know, my shit, I keep it tight and, you know, right. And so I like to think it is good. So let's say the shit's so good, you in it the first 10 minutes, you bust. Cool. I don't even have a problem with that. Pull out, taste on me, build yourself back up. Don't try to fuck through that shit. Once you go soft, that's irritating.
Hello.
If nigga went soft, he ain't do it right. You know what I'm saying? Because a real nigga, he knows how to nut. You know, stop for a second, you know, let it all out, and then get back in it while the blood is still rushing in. You just keep going like you never missed a motherfucking step. But, hey, that's just me.
No. I don't know if you listen.
I think that's so disrespectful. I'm trying
to give you the long, strong that you want. You know, so
Because until you build back up, like, that's just like, I got to go through putty. You know what I'm saying?
This is where a lot of guys go wrong because they don't realize how serious the up and down is. We don't have to stay climax the whole night. You feel me? We can go up, come back down. Let's just kiss, feed each other, go back up. We can fuck without neither one of us coming, come back down, stop, chill, tickle, massage, then start fucking again. You got to have some up and down for that shit to really be right, for that shit to really be explosive. You know what I mean? I'm not a fucking jackrabbit. Don't you fucking fuck me through two condoms and try to get hard and keep the blood pumping. Nigga, man. Stop it.
Tone, let me ask. Tone, you still with me? You still with me, Tone?
Oh yeah. I'm always gonna be here.
Okay. So let me go. So that's what I like to hear. Hashtag. Should I like to hear tone. So let me ask you a question. Are you one to, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, you intimacy is so good and you fucking her and, you know, you come and then, you know, you experience that down moment because maybe you just exploded, you know what I'm saying? Would you, A, still continue to still try to still be inside of her, soften her, or would you, B, pull out and try to do some extra activities to build your way back up, to then go back
or
inside
C,
of her?
Or C, roll over and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, now Felicia the gave me C, but look, sitting here trying to hump you with no soft dick, that's just not me, and I'm a real nigga, but I'm not about to do that. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to wipe you off, I'm going to go ahead and eat that pussy until you get acting crazy. As soon as you do, my dick going to rise again. It's going to rise again, and when it do, oh my goodness! Because see, the second that takes a good half an hour to an hour. First one, oh yeah,
the killer.
But the next,
because the first one just slips right out. You don't even know. You know, you think you're gonna dance, you up, and you know it just slips right out, and you ain't, you know, it happens.
And that first was an accident. I'm apologize right now, but the second one, we gonna work it out.
As long as you know the key essential part is tasting me in between them sessions, that's the first step. Whoever.
Hold on, Rain. I know I ain't the smartest man in the world. I know this, but I'm mad at her right now. I forgot all about that. I am upset at her right now. You know why? I think you know why.
What? Who you mad at? Head gang?
Yeah, you already know. My phone.
You're mad now because you're in the system.
Oh, do you know this?
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are so funny.
He been trying to get you the number for so long. But now that you called, you in the system and she got your number, so.
Okay.
So I got you. So I'll definitely exactly. So you know what? I remember, you know, the other day, you know, you shot raining, lazy, and whatnot, and all of that extra shit. So you definitely in the system now. So I got you, and you know, I'm gonna definitely use that to my advantage. But I just want to say, like, just to the niggas, like, if you are that nigga that do, you know what I'm saying, believe in staying inside and building that up, like, how about you pull out? How about you let her, you know what I'm saying, suck you back up the momentum? I'm pretty sure it'd be a lot quicker than if you was just trying to sit there and just, like, because I believe that's when niggas get lazy and want to cuddle up in the fetal position and go to sleep now. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you're in some warm, wet-ass, cum-filled pussy, and you're just laying there, and you're soft and feel nice and warm, and I kind of feel like it's just not, don't disrespect me. Don't do that, please. Because I will tell you out. The next time I'm on air, I will definitely tell the whole world about how you disrespected me. Because it's funny.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Hold on, let me take my other sock off real quick. I got to get comfortable.
Take it off. I think you should unbutton your damn self, you know? Tell him, Rain. I can loosen up the bow tie real quick.
Get naked. You know, that's my motto, get naked. Take it all off, fuck it.
I'm about to text Nicky Balls a crypto on my face. I ain't playing with y'all niggas.
I apologize. I was being rude. I had my sock on. I'm so sorry.
Damn.
Yeah, that's how you
and
wait. One sock and a wife beater.
One sock and
that's
a wife
good. That's when it's good.
Okay, so
I got me over here sipping this drink.
I'm scared to sit because I feel like if I take one more sip, though, I might start talking in tongues. You know what I'm saying? And
talking tongues. We got Rosetta Stones and shit.
Rosetta.
Oh, shit. But it hit some other languages on their ass.
But I, you know what it is though, and I know, and to me, I went for a nigga to actually take the time out of his day to, you know what I'm saying, to learn another language. If you haven't already been taught it in school or due to your nationality, like, because it does sound really, to me, I've actually dated somebody that was Russian, and the way that he moaned and the Russian shit that he said, it definitely made it so much quicker for me to come, like, because I didn't understand shit, and it had an accent, and it really just turned me on, and I love them fucking, them foreigners. Have you ever had a nigga that just fucking just had some shit to complain, and you just didn't understand what the fuck you said, but it just sounded so good?
Yes. And one of my fantasies is to have, like, two, three different guys, everybody speak different languages. You know what I mean? I can't understand none of their asses, but all of them is different languages.
I had a hatred chick once, and she was, oh, suck my shit. You know.
That don't count. The fuck what? I wish a Haitian chick would fuck me and say, suck my shit.
I'm saying shit. I don't know Creole. I don't know what the fuck she was saying. All I know is suck my shit.
Hey. Hey, game, you got an accent right now. Since I've been on this phone, I've been came like four times. My bad.
Oh,
damn.
Okay.
I think your pants fucking with Nikki.
But you know what's so funny, though? Like, I don't even think that I have an accent. But.
So you don't?
Oh, yeah, you do. I be telling her all the time, y'all. I tell her all the time.
Damn. So that means phone sex with Tone will be really good.
Phone sex with Tone.
Because you don't have to try extra hard. He already like how you sound.
This is
what
I'm saying.
You can say easy shit. Right.
So all I gotta do is say sit the fuck down and
hey.
There go one. Ooh.
Or I could say. Can we fuck, or excuse me, make love?
Shit, they're going
to hey, look, all right, for the rest of the night, together.
And tell some listeners that don't know, like, Rain Poetry, I know, if you're following me, you didn't fucking tune into the Rain Drop Show, which is every day, 12 o'clock at noon. Like, I know y'all have, because I see it, and it makes you be like, let me call up real quick. You know what I'm saying? And definitely, y'all, oh my God, the words, you already know. I'm out of the, I gotta get country for a second, because every time I talk to you, you're the only person that's going to say this, and niggas in New York be asking, they be like, what the fuck are you talking about? But you know I'm finna ask you.
That's my shit.
I'm finna do this, hey, game. I'm finna do that. I'm finna.
Right now.
I'm finna ask you to just, like, either, you can do whatever. You can share some nasty words. You can say nasty, whatever you want to do. Just please. I'm ready to get into more while I take this shot. So let's
go. You want some nasty?
I want some nasty.
Wait, she wants some nasty.
I want some nasty, and I'm glad you want some nasty too. So just sit down, grab your dick, and let Rain do what she do.
Okay. Well, can I think about squash while she do it?
Slap it against the fucking table. Let us hear something. Whatever, but just let it get nasty.
Hold on.
Some background jack off.
Background. Hey, I hear some something.
So maybe kick a pants leg off in a small fucking.
Don't make me kick a pants. Don't let me get a rhythm. Right. So let me get a rhythm right now. Like I'm running out of this.
Let me see what I have here. There's so many things, you know.
Right. Go on, do it. I'm about to make this Peter Bell rock. Go ahead.
Okay.
Y'all about to break my pooch off.
Let me see. I got some in here with some Spanish, and since y'all said a different word, I figure I'll pull that one out. What's it called? All right, here we go. It's hard to believe that you give me everything I need, and you fulfill my wants automatically. I show love me some you. But see, sometimes greed gets in the way with my morals, sadly, and I be wanting you more all the time, badly. Fill me up 3 times in the morning. Suck you to sleep, knock you off snoring. Soak in our bodies, I'm the ultimate rewarder, and wet spots exist in every corner, and I only know English, but te quiero ahora. Mi hija sentarse en su cara, si, and yo no really hablo español, but I do know that we can fuck from now until tomorrow and go hard like overtime and call it fifth quarter shit. There's the board, let's go over it. Crossing lines like never before, and while you hit it from the back, I'm a Kama Sutra performer. And I'll get into at least one of my fetishes for you. Maybe throw on an outfit too, become the best of oral surgeons. Ooh. Dr. Rain, I'll call for you for certain. And it's a turn on to watch you be shy while you're jerking. Then I bust hard when you put it on my chest or down my throat when I'm thirsting. And I'll be knowing your next move almost like we rehearsed it. You bend my legs back, and just like all of my tats, the pain that comes along with you is well worth it. Daddy, you punish me, and I fucking deserve this. Honestly, I kind of like when it hurts to slow it down and stand back and catch it in your mouth when my kitty slow squirts. Hey.
Let me open up my eyes. If I could fucking get a slap, my fucking ass on the table, bitch.
There's that jackrabbit. Who was that jackrabbit?
But wait, because do you not know when you talk, like, you can make somebody want to fuck you just off of what you say? I know you get that a lot.
I'm out of here once or twice, here and there.
No, bitch. No. Because you make, but you know what's so funny? Because you're so, you know what I'm saying, your words are so aggressive. You know what I mean? Like, you would make a person like me want to be like, we need to either have a third party or somebody has to get some type of instrument, some type of toy, because what the fuck are you talking about? Don't me. I'm in the zone right now. I'm fucking rage.
Get it, girl.
You know what I'm saying? And do all of that. And no, for real, because it sounds like to me, like, if I could find a nigga, and which might be Tone, that could do all the things that you say, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that I would be so, I think that would be it. Like,
seriously.
Because that was a fuck session. That was something that you would just, you know what I'm saying, like the next morning you would wake up and you would still be talking about shit like, damn, babe, the fuck?
She just don't know, dude.
You gotta go fucking, I'm just saying.
I eat your pussy till I come. You know what I'm talking about?
But you know what, and I'm with you because I can suck the dick till I come too. And I always tweet that, suck the dick till you come.
Hey, that's three of us. Black, you on this train, nigga?
Choo-choo!
Are you on this train? Because this is express. This is express. Clearly making certain stops.
I'm on the train. I'm with you. Shit, Dev Dell. I'm here.
The oral fixation. You have oral fetishes. You be needing something in your mouth, something flavorful, real ready, Mike.
Yo, shit, I wear one of y'all motherfuckers like a surgeon's mask, you know what I mean? You know.
I'm just saying
that's
because,
what I'm talking about.
Because I'm going to just let y'all know something right now. Well, you know, I always tweet my Twitter name explains it, oh, how's your head game? Because that's definitely a big part. Because like I said again, every nigga can say that he puts it down. He puts it down. But not every nigga can say that he eats pussy and honestly be 100% correct. And I know, you know what I'm saying, like, for me, the right way to eat pussy is when you feel my clit pulsating in your mouth. That's when you know that you're eating my shit good because I'm coming. I'm coming. And just make sure you fucking stick your tongue all the way out so you can catch it. You want to help me out, stick your tongue in and catch it and pull it out and all that. Like, that's how you go.
Oh,
okay.
Shit. Y'all made me pull my other pants leg off.
No, for real, because I'm saying, like, even, and you know what, and you know what the best is, like, because I know I taste good, so it'll even be so much of an honor if you just did all of that and then you came back up and you kissed me, because I be in the mood to kiss myself sometimes, and I can only do it through you, so.
I'm thirsty.
A mouth-watering conversation.
Yes, and mouth-watering conversation. And just shout out to all the niggas that have mustaches, because if you eat your pussy, when you come back up, you don't have, like, a sticky snail trail across your mustache, you wasn't eating it right.
Oh, man. I'm going to have a sticky mustache across my forehead. I'm sticking my head in.
Across his hair. I'm about to put it on your hairline, straight across.
Dad.
Don't you get him started, girl.
On the hairline.
Started, girl.
Give his barber a head start. I have to wear it back. Because I'm going to put it right on you. I'm going to outline it. I got you.
Yeah, you got to. That's when that's that good head. That's what I said on my show the other day. It's when you using your pussy like it's a washcloth on that nigga face.
Yeah.
Get the fucking ears clean. Everything across the cheeks. Black.
Everything just slide up and down,
nose,
like laying your fucking pussy with a credit
chin.
Card, bitch. Like your pussy was a black card for the name, just swiping.
I want to be a glazed donut this Halloween. Can you help me out here, gang?
I got you. On that glaze, I got you. I got you on that extra glaze.
I do. On the extra glaze.
Hey, on the extra glaze.
That's bonus.
Because that's what I'm saying. Because I've never heard anybody come up to Dunkin' Donuts and say, can I have a glaze on it with extra glaze on it? Collide with these baby girls. I got you, though.
Why are you doing for Halloween. You going out for Halloween here, gang? You going to any parties where you
got to
get dressed up?
I really am. I'm going out to an adult Halloween party, and costume is definitely mandatory for the children. I don't know what the fuck I want to be. So, everybody's being hoes.
Everybody's being
hoes? Halloween, if they're not, if they're not going to be, like, a couple of girls, like, they're going to be locals, you know, which means that they're probably not going to go get their hair done, or they're not going to fucking go buy a new lace front. They're just going to be the time that they are.
I'll let you be one of my hoes.
They're
going to
wear clear
heels and spit. Because if I'm being a hoe, though, like, I'm not going to be the broke hoe. I'm going to get money, and I could just never even, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't even act broke if I wanted to. I couldn't even act broke. I don't know what that's
like. You'd be the hoe collecting the other hoes' money. Right here, bitch, turn it in. Right here, run that shit
collection.
Back.
Collection. Yeah, just like how they already know what that is.
Collections, yeah. Run that shit, bitch.
Why
don't you just be a mask for Halloween? I'll wear you.
There you go.
But you know what, though? I gotta, you know what it is? I could be that, y'all, or I could be something so sexified.
I was a pregnant nun last year.
A pregnant nun.
People felt so bad about that, one
service in the confessional booth.
They was looking at me crazy. I was like, how, you know, it ain't Jesus. Don't judge me. You know what I'm saying?
You wasn't even Mary. You was a nun. That's not supposed to be getting none, but come up pregnant.
So nobody know how he coming back. Black, you going to any parties this year? You got to dress up? What you going to be? You going to be the pimp?
No, I'm working this week, and I'm working two Halloween parties back-to-back out here in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? And I will be taking pictures of the ratchet-ass costumes and be posting them on Instagram and Twitter. You know what I'm saying? For me, I'm just going to be a regular dude at the door. You know what I'm saying? I might grab my ski mask and be a burglar if you know, people want to fuck with me then.
Oh, shit, I'll fuck with you that night. I like that shit.
I don't know, because I might say some shit out
there. Bring that home, baby. If you're not at home with you, I'll be like, baby.
And you gotta really break through my, you know, not break my window,
come through the window. Right.
Come through the window. Rattle that shit. I'll leave it unlocked, but make sure you rattle it a little bit. Scare me.
Yep. Find the tree.
I'll be coming through your window in about an hour and a half.
Give me to wrap up in my sheets because I'm sleeping with a t-shirt and some panties on. So I'm scared now. So now I gotta wrap up in my sheets.
Well, girl, butt naked with a candle on and a soft music, fairy light.
I'm gonna be the naked truck driver with a humping problem, and I'm on the way to New York.
You on the way to New York?
I'm on the way.
Or maybe I could be the hitchhiker, the one that's coming from Las Vegas, and I'm trying to get back to New York. So I'm very, 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 very extra with my outfit and hair and everything, and I'm in stilettos, and I'm just looking. I need a ride. Who's gonna pick me up?
Look, that's one of the random shits I'm talking about on my show tomorrow. That's, girl, it's funny that you even said that because I just put that on there. There's a couple that did that, and the girl went out on the corner, and the guy would go by and pick her up and even give her money for her services. They would go get rooms and everything, and they were married. I thought that shit was so hot. Like, yes, nigga, run that $50. Run that $200. Right, whatever it is the price you charge on your husband.
That's next to the Hennessy, leave it right there.
Doesn't that shit sound beautiful?
I love
it. I mean, I think that is, that's a night that like I said, that's a night to remember. That's a night that I'm going to be talking about probably the next day. You know what I'm saying?
But you can do that kind of stuff regularly. You know what I mean? They don't have to be like
on a regular basis.
Yeah, like
on
once a month at least.
Twice a week, twice a month, every other week, you know what I'm saying? Get to put that wig on and that short skirt, the fucking heels, and that bright ass lipstick, the right red, the fucking right eyeshadow and shit, something just make you look like you know what I'm saying, and even, and you know what, I'm not gonna lie to you, like, you know, like, I used to the type to, you know what I'm saying, when I was living with a nigga, I used to know when he would come home from work, so I would just, for some reason, I would just get extra, just put some fucking mascara on.
Nikki, you and Ring, y'all gotta wear matte eyeliner, so when, you know, when I push in, I make y'all gag, and then you start tearing shit, I gotta see, like, the black tear run down the side of your face.
But I'm telling you, like, I have no gag reflex. Like, I mean, you could try to make me gag, but.
All right, fuck it. I'll just pinch your nipple and make your eyes here. Fuck it. I want to see that black.
He just
want to
see you cry, right? He said, I'll pinch your nipple. I'm going to get that tear. That's what I was thinking.
I'm going to get that
king
black eyeliner to run down, even if it's one.
He
want to
see you in pain. You might as well start getting tattoos or something,
can you make me shed a tear? Pain is fun, because I'm not gonna lie to y'all, like, I like the little pain part of the penetration, like, you know what I'm saying, like, when it's first going in, that make you take a deep breath, exhale real quick, you know what I'm saying, and then you get a really big, if you got a supersized dick, you know what I'm saying, when you're trying to get it in, and you gotta fucking spread your ass cheeks, you gotta open up, and you gotta bend it over, arch your back a little bit more, so you can get in. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Pull
over, man. I can't even lay on my stomach no more. Go ahead. Keep on talking, though.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? That shit feels really, that little pain part, that part that makes you want to be like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? That shit is dope. I like that part. But don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. Don't think that during the whole physicalness of it that you're gonna be fucking trying to rag my brains out. Like, that's not gonna happen. Really not. You know, some niggas get carried away. They do. They feel like
they,
you know, I'm about to. They, you know what they get the slogan, eat the pussy up. Like, they really get it twisted. It's gonna really make your shit black and blue. To the point where even if you want to have sex with
the
next day,
you know what I'm saying?
No,
we done faked them along the way.
Y'all be riding, y'all be OD sometimes, because you know, y'all, you know, because the dick ain't supposed to bend, and then y'all just be going, then the shit bend, and you know, we trying to, you know, we try to be tough about it. We try just to suck that shit, but that shit hurt. Stop that shit. You know, it's cool to ride in some roughness, but, yo, you better dick bend and stop because, yo, that shit hurt. We ain't going to say nothing, but, you know, shit, chill.
I mean, y'all ain't going to offer to switch positions or something?
That's
what I'm saying. Because if
it's
I mean, I'm going to tell you what. If you fucking me and something start hurting, we finna switch something.
Yeah, because I'm not going to allow a nigga to just fucking hurt me.
We ain't
going
to say, like, we'll just, like, all right, then, next you know, we'll be trying to get you on the side of some shit. You know what I'm saying? But that shit, nah, because some of y'all chicks, especially chicks with the nice, you know, little bubble butts, you know what I mean? Like Nikki, you know, they be going and trying to bend a nigga shit back, and that's, you know, that
oh,
shit.
Oh, man.
You know.
But when I'm riding, but that's the thing, like, with my little bubble butt, like, when I'm riding a nigga, like, I don't think I'm curving. Like, that's the thing, like, and if I, like, I would, because a nigga's not going to be having me in any type of position, and it's fucking hurting me, or I feel like, you know what I'm saying, and I'm not going
to hurt. No, Black, you need to wait till your motherfucking dick is ready. Get it hard, and then fuck. I will. I like that too. I like feeling it get hard in my mouth. I will. I wake a nigga up in my mouth. I will.
I don't like the slinky because I feel like I will swallow his whole dick.
I even like it after he come and I swallow all the cum and then it gets soft and I still got him in my mouth and he gets soft and he gets softer and softer and he go to sleep and he's still in my mouth. I like that shit. I fucking, ooh, girl. I like that shit.
I don't want to feel like I'm swallowing your whole dick. Like, I like the hollowness to it.
I'm about to go on the job to go to Nikki's house.
I'm just saying, I like to suck hard dick. Like, I want to, when I fucking wrap my, when I wrap my tongue around that shit, like, I want to feel the veins. So
I like that, too.
You know what I'm saying? So even when
I like all of
know.
Even what they call it, the ones that come in their own bag, what they say, the ones that uncircumcised, the ones that come in their own carrying case.
The pigs in the blanket.
I fuck with them too.
Damn it.
I'll fuck with all that. I don't give a fuck.
I want to talk about the niggas with the pigs in the blanket.
I like them. They can jack off easy. They don't need a whole bunch of lotion and shit. They just use that skin.
They don't. They just get that skin.
Ooh. They're not cute for nothing. They're not cute. They're repelling. They're fucking.
But
like, what the fuck is that? Snapping turtle about to come out or something. You think something about to come out? Jump.
That's just crazy.
That's freaky? No, that's gay. Don't do that. I think them niggas need to go get that shit removed. That is fucking nasty. How the fuck
you think it's nasty? But you know what, though, like, I'm just saying, like, I just feel like this, like, you know, what I feel like, you know, I don't know what I would do, what I would do if I was in a situation where, you know what I'm saying, I was into a nigga, and he's not circumcised, I said, but the nigga, he treats me like the fucking queen I am, you know what I'm saying, but his dick is not circumcised, he has all that extra skin, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't know,
yeah,
like, if
boy,
that's
that
not,
girl, please, girl, please, please,
I'm
if that's the only thing he got,
I'm gonna
tell you.
I'm gonna pull it back.
Because as soon as he's hard all the way, it's no extra skin.
When
he's all the way hard, there's no extra skin. So,
there
you know,
is
girl, please, and don't let that be the final decision left. The nigga ain't got no job. Or,
you know what?
What
thank you.
he got a fucked up attitude or whatever. There are reasons why they fuck with a nigga. But some circumcision, girl, please. You better embrace it. Have fun. Shit, put it between your legs. Pump that shit. That shit's fun.
That's nasty. I just
whatever.
Fuck
your couch. I know a good thing.
This thing kind of. But you know what though.
I have said so, but I know that niggas would not accept a girl with extra foreskin on her clit.
Yeah, Let me tell you what they'll accept. Bitches will still taste on girls who clits come out inches. A girl clit could come out 2 inches, and a nigga will still suck on that shit.
I'll be scared as a motherfucker. I'm like, bitch, I need to see your birth certificate. I need to see your birth certificate.
So you didn't tell me you never saw? Because I know what you're talking about. I've seen a girl, and her clit was like, you know, like, it was, to me, it was kind of big, and, you know, like, it looked like if I was to put my mouth on it, like, I'll be, it would probably be like a little mini dick in my mouth. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll have fun with it because it's so, you know what I'm saying? It takes no more so I could actually suck. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But ate a girl out and she had a big clit?
Yep.
Do you like big clits?
I mean, I don't have a problem with it, because that shit, some pussies is beautiful than a motherfucker. But, or the nigga with a sleeve on his dick, that's just wrong.
I just, you know what it is with me, like, you know what I'm saying, I could deal with it, but, like, just don't be the nigga that you're not circumcised, and, like, just wanted to, like, leave your dick out, like, when it's not hard, or when, you know what I'm saying, and, like, I just see the sleeve, and, like, right at the tip, I see, like, a pink, you know what I'm saying, like, I see another opening, or I see, like, you know, something that's trying to stick out, because, like, to me, it's, like, it's a fucking corn dog, like, on a stick. It looks like that.
Bitch, it's so serious.
It does. It really does. Like, put it away until it's hard. And when it's hard, you take it out and let me see that motherfucking rocket. But when it's not hard, that's the thing I think that will make me, you know what I'm saying, like that would kind of egg me, get me aggravated in my relationship with a nigga that wasn't circumcised. I wouldn't want to see it once it's hard.
Look, I don't know. I see a chick with an extra long clit. Like I said, I need to see birth certificates. I need to see a picture of you elementary school.
What if I have like a clit that sticks out 2 inches? You're not going to suck on my shit, black?
But see, I've seen you with pictures when you were younger, so I know you're 100% female, so I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Hey, I
ain't. That's my answer to the question, because I could have had a big clit from when I was younger. Sticking out past the lips. You know, you ever seen like a pussy when you pull down the pants, you see the clit automatically. You don't even have to open up the lips.
I ain't seen no pussy.
I've seen one of those.
Oh, I eat one.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll be straight up. All I know is what mine look like. Ooh, and she look good, tastes good for me. You know what I mean? She works for me. You know? But what I do know is somebody told me that they did that, and I was like, wow, y'all do that? Some of y'all do, some of y'all don't. Tone do it, black don't. Hey, so you flip a coin in this motherfucker.
To me, I feel like a mini dick. Like, I'll be fucking, like, I'll actually have room to, like, actually do the bob and head movement. Even though you can still, I guess, do that while you're eating somebody out with a small clit, because you got to actually get in there to, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
All right, now, Black, say you was having sex with a woman, right?
Right.
It was good sex. You know what I'm saying? She moaning y'all into this shit. So when it's time for you to come, she tell you to pull your dick out and come in her mouth, all
right?
Now, you didn't came in her mouth, filled her mouth up, belly, whatever the case may be. She looks at you and says, baby, give me a kiss. But when she tries to kiss you, she tries to fit your cum in your mouth. Now, would you take that?
Okay, with that, it has to be depending on the chick. Like, if it's my, you know, my girl, like, my wife be like, fuck it, not in your mouth. But now you got to get that shit out the corner first. But, you know,
I could go with gag. I'm sorry. I think I would gag. Like, I don't know. I like to taste myself.
You ain't got no gag reflex. How you gag? You ain't got no gag reflex. Chill.
I think that that's one of my gag. I think if my man was
gross is a different kind of gag than came.
Yeah, that's something like I think if my man was to come in my mouth and I was to hold a pool of cum and then be like, come here, baby, kiss me, and then as he's kissing me, like start laying all his cum all over his lips. I think I would gag like.
Because
then I would look at him and I would watch to see if he would lick his own lips.
Now, if you
don't
look up to that nigga's gay.
What's the difference between whether you take it and lick your lips or you don't? It was babies. I don't know. I'm
Tone, let me ask you a question. Would you accept that if you came in my mouth and I said, oh, come here, let me kiss you. And as you go to kiss me, like, I start now, I'm going to kiss you, and all you feel is just calm, like, and I'm kissing you, and I'm sliding out of my mouth and just sliding down your lips, and when we're kissing, I'm opening my mouth, you're opening your mouth, and all the cum is spitting back into your mouth. How would you take that?
No. See, first of all, I came in your mouth, and I'm not about to come kiss you, and I see cum, and I know you got cum in your mouth, so spit it in my mouth. You better get in there, brush your teeth, go ahead, spit, gargle, whatever you got to do, then come back.
So even if I swallowed and you don't see any cum in my mouth, but just the simple fact that you just came all in my mouth and I want to kiss.
If you swallowed it and you ain't got nothing in your mouth, okay, yeah. But I'm not about to kiss you and you got nut in your mouth. I'm not about to taste myself. That's not about to happen. It's no.
Why don't guys want to taste? I like to taste me.
Oh, no.
Right. I was just getting ready to say, and there's the double standard, because if I bust in your mouth and you come kiss me, I'll take that shit.
Okay.
I'm licking the top of your lip because I know, you know what I'm saying? Because I know, like, I slid across that, and I know that top lip was in my pussy, so you have some of the residue still on the top of your lip.
Sorry, I'm not tasting my own seminal fluid. It's not happening.
Exactly. Now, see, it's okay for females to fuck with each other, but it ain't okay for no nigga to fuck with no nigga. Come on.
That's what the average woman means. That's heterosexual. That's not, you know what I'm saying? That's what she would say. Because you have guys that are gay or bisexual that will feel like, okay, well, yeah, if a girl takes on a girl, a nigga's going to take on a nigga.
Let me ask you this, Head Game. I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel? I don't know. You know what a cum tribute is?
Explain.
All right. A cum tribute, this is like when somebody busts a nut, like on a picture of you, and then send it to you.
Oh, wow. Wait. Stop. What?
So I get to see the picture of cum drops on my face or on my ass.
It'd be like your Abby picture. And John liked it so much, he busted on it, and then sent you a picture so you could see that he busted on your picture.
No, because I mean, you know what it is? I would pass on that. So how about you send me the video of you shooting as I see you looking at my picture? I can hear you.
Man, this some old bullshit.
Y'all laughing.
That's popular right now. I would personally be, I think, offended. You know what I mean? Because I'm like you. I'd rather see.
Yeah.
Send me a video. I don't. You want to bust on my picture? I didn't even hear you. Call me and let me hear that shit. Something. Don't do that. Because that's almost like borderline crazy.
Crazy. I was like, you won't nut on my JPEG tonight. No. But, I mean, as far as, like, a video, like, yeah, let me see you. Let me see the camera. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me see you got my picture, like, laid out, like, tucked into your balls or something. And you got your other hand in your dick. And let me see you fucking, like, I want to hear you say my name as you're looking at my picture. You know what I'm saying? Me bent over and you're jerking. Let me see you shoot to that. Let me hear you fucking scream my name as you're coming. Like, that to me is more professional than somebody.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, can I hear the hand clap?
I'll just go to the house, ahead game house, and stand right in front of her and eat my dick and shoot at her face in live and living color. Skeet, skeet, skeet.
So many broken promises. Somebody give me a record deal.
Now, how's your head game knows way better than to try to challenge her dad and me to do any motherfucking thing? She knows better than to call my motherfucking Black.
Yeah, Black is a little daredevil. You know what I'm saying? He's the type to always try to shut me up and prove me wrong. Type shit, so I definitely am fucking with a daredevil over here, but I'm just saying, like, damn. Niggas, that's the crazy shit. Like, niggas get off on fucking coming in a bitch mouth and then, like, say if he's having a threesome, he don't want her to fucking. Have you ever heard of that swap shit, cum swap? When a nigga busts in one girl's mouth and she spits it back in another girl's mouth and then the other girl swallows it. I'm gonna throw up. I'm just gonna throw the fuck up before you can even put that shit on my mouth. I'm already, my head is to the ground. So you just open that shit.
I will be like, yo, swallow that shit and just put your lips by, like, you pretend mama bird shit.
Yeah, I can't.
Swallow that shit, bitch. We're going into this game knowing this ahead of time. If the nigga want to see some nasty shit, we could pretend, bitch, okay? If the nigga nut in my mouth, I'm going to swallow that shit and pretend like I'm going to put it in your mouth. We'll have to put our hands in. You know, you put your hands in, everybody put their hand in the team. Come together, put their hands in.
And we shoot our hands up in the air like, yeah, power.
Up to team on three, shit.
Team on three, 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Y'all nasty ass niggas. Look, they sitting back like, I hope it's me. I hope they fake it for me.
Because I'm pretty sure there's niggas out there that got caught off guard about the shit, though. I'm pretty sure there's niggas that got that shit and they happily lift their lips like a fucking wiper would do to their windshield. I'm pretty sure niggas have been busting in the bitch's mouth and then she was like, ooh, fucking kiss me, daddy. Oh, my God. And then fucking kissed him, and then as she's kissing him, like, all that shit's running out of his mouth. He just had to lick his lips. He probably thought it was saliva.
He had to just go with it, especially if the
he just had to flow,
everything.
Right?
Going
like,
cool.
Exactly. He didn't want to be the nigga to fucking be like, oh, bitch, hold on.
Like, damn, she
my extra
nasty. Right, like, I ain't nasty as you. You don't want to act like you're not as nasty as a bitch as you're like, right?
Why do guys do exactly? But you know what's so funny, though? This is where it goes back into, like, after the game. You men thinking that you're putting it down, like, I mean,
because y'all women don't communicate. Like, don't be sending that nigga out there with false fucking hope. If he ain't put it down, you tell him he ain't put it down. Shit. Because why do you think that? Because she's like, oh, yeah, daddy, but, oh, you got me working funny. Oh, I'm going to have to call out of work today. So the nigga had
man,
all
but
day.
But don't
that,
you know
that,
that, that
you know,
it'll be three 95%
no. of sex talk is bullshit, nigga?
Black, if we did that, it would be like three niggas walking around with their head up in the United
well,
States.
Well, then shit, then that is what
that's
it is.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
Y'all straight up got to be.
Y'all fragile. Y'all egos, you know what I'm saying? Society beat you down. Y'all got a lot y'all got to do, especially our Black men. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got a lot. Y'all don't want to come and give us y'all all and hear it wasn't good enough. That shit, nigga, just be happy with what we give you, okay? You need to be happy. You need to be grateful with what we don't, what we're working with.
That's just tough. How about that?
Because I could have been having a bad day, and when you put your dick inside of me, whether he was working or not, like, I'm in a trance. You know what I'm saying? So
it can still feel good without
God.
It being the best ever.
Exactly. Just the whole frequentness of it. You know what I'm saying? The rough and the friction. Just like, hey, can you get without it being amazing, it being awesome, you put it down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It can still be very good. Yeah.
I can actually get into, like, you can just, it can be a nigga that I didn't want to fuck, and I can just put on my thinking cap. You know what I'm saying? And just go across into another world and just use your penis right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously.
Yeah. Close your eyes, put your head back, and let them go to work. And hope you don't mess up.
Like I said,
just don't mess up my groove.
y'all need to straight up just tell them to get straight up what it is. Now say, you got niggas going around, then he go to the next bitch. Like, yeah, I put some down, then he go to the next bitch.
Sometimes, though, it's not even worth it because sometimes, exactly, not only do you not want that because it's going to be a fucking argument, it's going to be an issue, it's going to be a problem, you're going to have mad questions.
Because
y'all
trash
right.
No, because y'all lie about the shit, then the second we get into an argument, they be like, oh, that's why your dick ain't shit. Why you going to bring it up while we having an argument? Bring it up while we drinking juice or some shit. You know, tell me. I got to step my shit up. Don't wait till we having an argument in front of fucking 50 unknown motherfuckers. I don't know.
No,
I'm going
to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Look. I'm going to tell you why. Because when we get in a relationship, it's not for the sex. You know what I'm saying? But it'll be a nice, sex is a nice bonus. But then y'all get to thinking y'all all that. So when we get in an argument, y'all hurt us about something, we're going to come back with something that we know is going to hurt y'all. Because y'all done hurt us.
That's
so because I love you. Not because your sex is all that.
Exactly, because your sex, yeah, exactly, because you don't, because exactly, like, that's just, like, a lot of times, like, right, in a situation, a female will not tell her man that he's not satisfying her because she loves him, and to her, she's willing to, like, you know what I'm saying, deal with it because it's more than that to her, you know what I'm saying, it's you. You know what I'm saying? There's some females that you know what, I guess at some point in time, they'll actually teach you if you can't get it right, but they'll go through the months and weeks with you, you know what I'm saying, not fucking them and satisfying them to their ability. And, you know, but because they love you and it's because they're having sex with you and it's y'all together, and that's not in that moment, she's not going to say anything. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's just like sometimes it's not even worth it because yeah, you may not fuck me right and I might not even fucking call you again. So for me to sit there and tell you that your sex wasn't whack, I mean, I'll leave it up to the next bitch that has a fucking that, you know what I'm saying, that want to be blunt and say it's you all that because I'm not going to call you again. So there's no reason for me to say anything. You'll probably get the hint when I don't call you back. So, I mean, just like, I just... Guys, like, they feel like, you know, like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I always say, don't go by off of moaning and screaming and shit like that. Her body will tell you the real story. Like, her body, when she gets to fucking trembling and shaking, and like I said you again, when the fucking click and everything starts pulsating, that's when you know you're doing your job. But anybody can fucking be like, oh, anybody can do that. It's funny to do that because, yeah, at that time it may feel like so good that you might have all you have to sleep on. You can't anything else, but I mean, like, I have to ask a guy, like, what is your definition of whack pussy? Because I heard niggas be like, oh, that bitch pussy is now whack. And I'm like, well, what's whack pussy? You know what I'm saying? Like, how does that feel? Like, what is that like? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is your definition? What would it. Tom, what would be your definition of whack pussy? Like, what does that feel like to you?
Like just a dead piece of wood that was just laying there. Especially the shit that just that wet and dry as shit. It's like, that shit is not cool. Bitch, I will get up and be like, I'm cool.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I've heard... Like, yo, that bitch right there, she got some whack ass fucking pussy. Like, her pussy is just now whack. And I'm like, I thought, you know, like, well, what's whack? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it because she's not fucking bad? Is it because, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, it's the her pussy in general is just straight whack. Like, that shit is just nothing. Like, when I put my dick in there, I don't feel shit. It's just like, I'm like, damn. It's easy for me as a female to tell a guy, like, if I do decide to tell you, like, what makes your performance lack. Because it may not necessarily be, you know what I'm saying, your dick. It just may be the way that you do shit. It may be the way that you control it that makes the situation and the actual do so whack. You know what I mean? You can have a big dick, but niggas with big dicks, you know, because they have a big dick, that doesn't necessarily mean they know how to work it. And I've heard, like, there'd be bitches with fat asses, and they just don't know what the fuck to do with it. Or I've heard, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I can tell a dude, like, look, your rhythm, like, is just, you'll get me there, and then all of a sudden, like, I guess when you hear me moan, you will get excited, and you will just, like, that'll fuck you up, and you'll just stop doing what you were doing, and now I'm back down to, like, zero.
Mhm.
something like you made. Like, I know you had a nigga. Like, once he heard you, because I do, I go off of energy. I do, I go off of energy. I know a lot. Most of us, we do. We all go off of energy, and we go off of the facial expressions and everything like that, and the moans and shit like that. I do, but I know for a fact that you had a dude, and he was fucking you, and you was almost at that pressure point to where you was about to come, so that orgasmic moment. And because he heard you let out a big he fucking switched it up, and then like that momentum just went all the way back down.
Right, because he thought he was so close, he could just start pumping faster or something, and just taking out the little groove. Yeah, that sucks. You gotta, yeah, that's just rough. You gotta know what you like and not be scared to ask for it. Like when Black say, just riding him and bend him, you know, you gotta be able to say, ooh, that one don't work for me. Let's switch positions. So the bitch know next time she ain't gonna do it. It's like, because next time she might do it. So you wanna say, we need to stop faking, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna always spin it back on y'all every time.
We still got all balls ready. I don't know where Nikki Balls went. You know, I guess she had to go and rub one out, you know, or something like that, because I just had her going. But we are pretty much at the end of our regular broadcast time, and as always, it's been a pleasure. I think how Nikki says is, don't give a fuck what anyone has to say, and I always say, yo, wrap your tool, don't, you know, be a fool, fellas, and don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam, ladies. And everybody, don't drink a drop of Rob Alive. And remember, I'm holding it down at the Space Palace tomorrow and at the Cellar on Saturday in Brooklyn. Hit me up. Also, follow Rain Poetry. Rain, tell me where to follow you at.
If you're on Twitter, all you got to do is look me up. It's at Rain Poetry, R-E-I-G-N. And also my website is www.rainpoetry.com. If you go in there, I got my new videos, some new songs, all that new stuff. I just updated it today, so... Bread and nastiness for everybody.
And big shout out to the homie Tone for rocking with us for so long. Tone, where can we find you on Twitter, man?
Oh man, if you follow Ray, you follow me, Ray. All you gotta do is get to her, Ray.
I know now you guys already know. Hit me up at Brooklyn Black on Twitter. You guys have yourselves a good night. We'll be back in the building Tuesday for All Bars Radio. Be safe and have a good weekend.
Initiating shutdown sequence.